Time now for our community connection. And I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, so it's good to have you back. I'm talking to school superintendent Shane Munson. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me in today. It's exciting to be back. I can't believe we're at the end of July almost here and
no.
wrapping up and closing in on the fall kickoff of school here.
Yeah, a whole nother school year. That is wild. So, yeah, what is on your agenda? What are we talking about today?
Well, let's start with a building update. If you've been by the building in the last week and a half, you'll notice lots of things going on. The main drop-off and pickup lane in front of the elementary is tore up now, and that's unusable, unfortunately, for now. And then the north end where the addition's going, they're doing dirt work and moving dirt and hauling dirt in. So that's coming along. So if you have needs at the elementary that you need to get in the building for some reason, please use the bus drop-off lane and go behind the elementary on the east side and go in door 25. That's open during normal business hours, you know, 8 to 4:30. Community education office is still open. The elementary office is open if you are looking for registering your child for school in the fall or kindergarten or anything like that. Please reach out. Certainly you can give a call ahead of time and make sure someone's there, but everybody should be there Monday through Thursday. Still closed on Fridays during the summer. So exciting time on the building side of it. Lots of things going on finally to see, and you certainly can drive by and take a look.
All right, nice. Yeah, it's always fun to be able to have everything finally fall in place. I know the last time we were talking about it, but it's kind of coming together now.
Yeah, so, yeah, lots of excitement. Just like anything, you know, you feel like anytime you do renovations or building projects, it feels like it takes a lot of time, and then all of a sudden things mm-hmm. happen, and big things happen in a short period of time. So we're really excited for the next 3-4 weeks. We should see walls and things going up here shortly and some work done. The front of the building, that drop-off lane, will be ready by fall as well. So we're excited about that. And then part of that bond that was the public supported, thankfully, last August, is some rebranding. And so part of that is redoing a couple of the gym floors had our old logo in the middle. In the high school, what was the 68 gym is now called the Legends Gym. That was redone. That one's usable right now. And then in Tiger Center, it's currently being redone. If you follow us on Facebook, there were some pictures posted yesterday of what that's going to look like. They're still in the progress of finishing that up, but it's going to be beautiful when it's all said and done. So we're really excited about those couple of projects coming together as well.
All right. Yeah, very nice. And you've got an update on transportation?
Yeah. So as I shared last month, the district decided to contract out transportation services to Axmit Transportation out of Browerville. So we're still working on transitioning that process. You know, they're going to be organizing routes. They'll get information out to families once we've completed the transition. So you can look forward to that. As far as families and what they're going to see, there should be really no change other than a different bus may come and get you, but get your child, but hopefully a lot of the same drivers will be still driving for them and working on bringing our students to and from school and working on trips and getting them to games. So again, just lots of things going on, lots of exciting things. I think it's going to position the district long term in a better, more stable environment for transportation services.
All right. Yeah. And one of the reports that I did happen to read was that they did want to, or they were saying they wanted to retain as many people that, you know, from the transition that worked from the old place to now Axmit.
Absolutely, and that's the goal.